B-Pod Studios.
Good morning and welcome in, everybody, on this fine Wednesday morning. What a show we have for you today. 8 o'clock today, Adam Schefter will join us. 8:30 today, Brandon Graham from your Philadelphia Eagles.
Thank you, 97.5.
Oh, no. Brandon, come on, seriously. Thank you, good sir. 9 o'clock today, we'll talk to our good friend Zach Berman. So a lot of football conversation today. And you know what? I got to just admit this out of the gate. Playing a little hurt today, folks. Playing a little hurt. I don't know if it was the nice weather we've been having. I don't know what it is. I've been outside, you know, in my yard, doing the cleanups and all that stuff with the machete. And I'm having myself a great time going through all that stuff. But I don't know if the pollen count is high or what the deal is.
I think it is.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah. I've been talking to people, friends of mine and whatnot, throughout this whole thing over the last couple of days, really. And their allergies have been kicking their ass. For whatever reason, my allergies are kicking my ass right now. I don't know what it, I took the allergy pill about 10 minutes ago, waiting for it to kick in. But as of right now, oh, man. Oh, I am struggling. I am on the struggle bus right now. Do I sound nasally, Bob? Do I sound nasally?
Struggling. Not too bad, no. But I'm with you on the pollen thing. I was sitting out on the deck yesterday, and it was as nice as it was a struggle. But usually when that rain comes, like, it's supposed to wash it away a little bit. I think it stirs it up at first.
Yeah,
that's what it is, Mark. Yeah. So it stirs it up at first, and then it washes it away. So you're at the stir-up part. So, yeah, you're going to feel it for a little while.
Oh, stir-up.
Maybe until about 10 o'clock today, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Well, then you'll be fine.
We're supposed to get some rain today, aren't we? We're supposed to get more rain.
Well, we got some good thunderstorms this morning. I don't know if it's all cleared out or not, but last I saw, I think it's going up to like 74 today or something like that.
Oh, that's nice. That's very nice. All right, so I guess it'll be stirred up a little bit more, and then hopefully it'll die down. But whatever it is, I know allergy sufferers are having that panic attack moment where they're thinking to themselves, wait a minute, hold on, what are the symptoms? Okay, no, it's just allergies. So I know a lot of people have talked about that. I know my friends have certainly been talking about that over the last couple of days. But with all these great football guests we have today, we got so much to get to in that football world. The Alshon Jeffrey story from yesterday is still rattling around in my brain and giving me just it's one of those things that you just can't believe it. I know a lot of the memes on social media before coronavirus took over a lot of the subject, before Tiger King took over a lot of the subject, there were about, for whatever reason, people were hitting a stride of winning arguments in the shower. Like, the meme on social media would be me winning arguments in the shower, and then it would have the people out there in the shower, the shampoo bottles applauding me. It would have a group of people applauding, and it'd be like, those are my shampoo bottles applauding me winning the argument. Essentially meaning you were just rehashing things in your brain. Oh, well, this is what I should have said in that argument. Well, that's kind of the way it's been in the aftermath of the Jeff McClain story on Inquirer.com of Alshon Jeffrey getting his the last 2 years of his contract, last year of his contract guaranteed, creating this huge problem for the Eagles to trade him because he was owed so much money, he was guaranteed so much money, and then just a month later, Howie Roseman decided, let me put it on the trading block for a second. It's a insane thing that happened. So it's still rattling around in my brain, and I'm thinking of what could have happened in all the opportunities that the Eagles had to move on and do something different at the wide receiver position, and they decided, well, basically, they couldn't move him because he was so much. It's crazy. So it's still rattling around in my brain right now, and we'll continue to discuss that. But what I know a lot of people are talking about today is this worry that is sprung up over the NFL draft. And I remember last week, stories coming out about how the NFL draft was going to be a lot like your fantasy football draft. Yeah. Everything online, everybody kind of, you know, having the conversations and all that stuff, except no one was going to be in that same type of room. Because a lot of times they'll still throw a party and have a fantasy football draft party. I know my league, we do that. I hope we're able to do that again this year. But a lot of people have brought up more concerns about hacking. A lot of people wanted to do things over Zoom, and Zoom was having security issues. They put out a letter, I believe it was last week.
It's called Zoom bombing.
Zoom bombing.
Yeah, I mean, my wife had a whole entire conference call because they've been using Zoom for their students. So the IT person from the district had to give a whole conference call about how that what they were doing to prevent Zoom bombing, where basically somebody will invite somebody in or somebody can hack their way into these open meetings, and you know how you can share your screen and stuff,
yeah,
put up lewd images, curse really loud, just be disruptive. So I guess the same fears exist in the NFL draft.
And Jamie, after you got done giggling, you were like, that's terrible. You shouldn't be doing that.
I have a couple memes I think I can put up there.
By the way, Mr. Wood made an appearance during the family Skype call on Sunday.
That was mighty nice of you.
It was just his face, just his smiling, beautiful face.
Beautiful man.
But, great man. But a lot of people have been talking about the security issues with Zoom. Jamie, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Zoom has come out and apologized and said they're doing whatever they can to up their own security to prevent people from hacking these Zoom calls. Now here's the problem. The NFL has to have a virtual draft where they're on the clock, they're timed, and they're not all in the room at the same time. So they are more dependent than ever. Maybe more dependent than maybe the first draft ever.
I'm happy to Zoom bomb Howie's draft and make his picks for him.
We should hold a contest and see who could make sure they could go in and
Jalen Reagor. Howie selects Jalen Reagor at 21.
Go ahead, please, by all means. I feel like you know how to draft wide receivers better than Howie Roseman. So, and I know you're at least taking two, and I know you're taking one in the first round. Unlike
I was taking four.
Linebacker, yeah, right. Linebacker conversation that has started up over the last 2 weeks, which has just drove me bonkers. But I know people have this fear about the Zoom call getting hacked, the technology being down, and you are probably more dependent on technology than you've been since probably the first NFL draft at the place that's now a Wawa in Center City. Like, think about this for a second. It really is going to be like your fantasy football draft. The only thing that you're not going to have is probably the crap talking in between teams. That's probably the only thing that's going to be missing. Everything else is going to be in that virtual world. So I know there's one GM that came out and said that he wants everyone to have three more picks. What? I know there's another GM that has just voiced the concern about Zoom. There's another one about what do I do if all of a sudden I don't have the internet? And in the few things, and this is, I heard Michael Wilbon talking about this yesterday, and I'm not the biggest Michael Wilbon fan, but he's dead on accurate. Like, what? Pick up the phone. What happened?
Yeah.
What happened to the phone? Why not go out there and just make the phone call if you feel like your internet's not working right, or if you feel like something else is broken down or your Zoom got hacked? Like, why not just call the next person, call the league office, and tell them that the pick is in?
Take off the loafers and put on the boots. It's time to go to work. You know, I mean, that's what the mentality is. But it's funny, Mark. The IT guy is going to be the most important guy to the GM, more important than a medical professional, more important than your offensive defensive coordinator. You're going to have an IT guy on standby if anything should break down.
I have a cut from John Harbaugh where he said, I'm reading, the Wall Street Journal and New York Times every day about these Zoom problems we're having. First thing I do is send it to the IT guy, and they assure me that we're going to be fine, but I'm panicked. I was like, damn.
Yeah, no, I would be too. Think about it. You're on the clock. We've all watched the draft. We know how it works. Imagine you get it. Like, I was having slow internet before I, started the show today. And I was like, come on, damn it. Imagine, hey, 4 minutes, you get your pick in. Are you going to be considering trades? Like, this hurts the Eagles' chances of moving up in the draft. It also hurts the Eagles' chances of moving back in the draft. That part I'm not that opposed to. But the part about moving up and being aggressive, think about this. You are not going to be in a position to get on the phone, to get on the internet, whatever it might be, because you're going to be worried about communicating with your own guys before you are communicating with other teams to trade up. The amount of work that's going to have to be done going up to this draft in the last couple of really weeks that we're in right now, it's got to be even more intense than it usually is. And you have to imagine every single year this is the most stressful time for a lot of the GMs because they have to hit on these picks. We all know that. But the conundrum that this puts a lot of the teams in is now you have to make sure that you have over-communicated. Like, that's one of the things, but no one communicates. A lot of people say that in business. But these NFL teams need to make sure that they are over-communicating. And if Howie wants to have any opportunity to move up in this draft, it's almost like you have to have every contingency plan possible with any of the first round picks before 21, before the first 20 picks in this draft. You have to have a contingency plan in place if they do want to trade with you. Hey, activate plan B, activate plan C, whatever it might be, because you're not going to have the time in the moment to communicate with your own team, all the guys that you're going to be on the Zoom call with, the Zoom video with, the phone call with, whatever it might be. You're not going to have the time to have that communication in the heat of the moment. You're going to have to do that ahead of time if you want to keep any opportunity to move up in this draft. If you, want to keep any opportunity to, God forbid, move back in the draft, it has to be worked out beforehand.
So a couple of things. I think a lot of the work is probably going to have to be done, you know, days before the draft. You know, you make your calls to other GMs. You throw out propositions. You throw out, hey, if this happens, would you be interested in this? You have to have a pile of notes, you know, three arms long as to what you're going to do if something should happen, if something doesn't happen. The one thing that keeps popping into my mind, Mark and Jamie, I often think the Eagles overthink drafting. Last year, DK Metcalf. Seriously? J.J. Arcega-Whiteside? You know, you're overthinking. That was right there in front of you. You go back to Smith, taking him back years back. Maybe Brandon Graham, taking him instead of Thomas. Maybe they overthink a little bit. Maybe this will take the overthinking out of play. Maybe they just have to stick to chalk, and it could be a better thing to...
I think we just lost Bob for a second.
It zotsed out. Speaking of, he got Zoom bombed.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. Bob, can't hear me?
What do you see? We hear you now. What are you seeing? What's on your screen? No, all right. But, yeah, no, a lot of that work
has to be done.
Has to be done. For the people that get it, congratulations. For the people that don't, I can't explain it any further. A lot of the people are going to have the a lot of the GMs are going to have that work done ahead of time to make sure every plan is in place to go in a different direction if that's what the draft night calls for. It's going to be a wild thing to follow. I'm looking forward to watching the coverage of it on ESPN and NFL Network and all that, because it is going to be a crazy night. And how much will we be able to identify with it as we've all gone through the online fantasy football drafts? And, yeah, every once in a while, yeah, there's a major problem. A lot of BS called.
One year, for some unknown, stupid reason, my draft went on Labor Day Monday. And I think we were driving back from, like, I don't know, Boston area or something. And I had to do the draft in the car with all my printouts and no internet access.
Oof.
I want to see an NFL GM do that.
My
team sucked.
Yeah, right?
Did you make the playoffs?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I explain it to my wife almost every year. I explain it to Tuts every year. I say, I got to be there in person for the draft. He's like, don't people just do it online? I'm like, yeah, but my brother throws a big party with like his best friends from high school. They're all in the league. I'm in the league. Our cousin Will's in the league. And it's just better to be in the room to be making those picks. And if you're not, you got to be the guy on the phone being like, all right, wait, was this guy taken?
Yeah, that's
no?
The worst.
Okay, I'll go with this other guy.
Like, could you see if that happens, like in our fantasy leagues, which is a fine in our league, if you go to draft somebody and he's already been taken?
Yeah, right.
Like Howie. Yeah, I'll take, Joe Smith, the linebacker from LSU. No. He was taken.
I'm
going to
take Jerry Judy. No, he's been taken, Howie. No, he hasn't. He's mine. He's an Eagle.
Yeah. I want every GM. They should have one group Zoom of all the GMs, and everyone just yells, take it! You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I want to see in this draft. So we got plenty to talk about when it comes to the NFL draft. Jeez, just what, the 2.5 weeks away now? Insane. I'm so looking forward to it. We've been talking about it for so long. There's just so much to digest with the NFL draft. The other thing is, and I'm kind of proud of people, because the day started yesterday, and two of the bigger stories, one was the obvious, Alshon Jeffrey and Howie Roseman, and we got into that a lot. We'll get into it more today. The other was baseball saying May. Now, that should not have been breaking news, but what was the breaking news was the odd contingency plan that they had, that had been proposed. And I give a lot of credit to Jeff Passan of ESPN, who was basically taking the stance since the first syllable of this proposal of, what the hell are you doing? and we've talked about this, and I have certainly maintained this argument since the NBA was shut down. Nothing can come back until we are ready as a society. We can't even entertain the idea of something coming back yet because there's a greater responsibility here. Whether that's wearing face masks, whether that's social distancing, whether that's staying the hell home. There are so many things that we have to check off the box before we can entertain the idea of sports making a return. And this is from coming from somebody who obviously makes his living off of sports. As you, as I, at home, just want to watch sports as well, it can't come back until we're ready as a people to have sports back. What Major League Baseball proposed was creative. It was certainly throwing everything against the wall to try to make something work. And to echo the sentiments that I heard Cal Ripken Jr. make yesterday, it showed him that baseball was going to do everything in its power to make sure they had a season. And that is a good thing. I'm happy to hear that. But to hear about all of Major League Baseball invading Arizona right after everyone says, okay, we're clear. And then you put that many people back into one area. I don't think that's a good idea. And then you also think about it from the players' perspective. The players still have to travel. And although the players are going to be tested, they're still going to be coming in contact with people that might not be tested. And we have followed the steps of this story. The first one that really came out of significance was the one Friday from the NFL Network, where they said that they're not going to open up the stadiums until mass testing is available. Then you hear the NBA on Monday talk about how they're going to make sure that they go out there and they have blood testing available in a diabetes-like form of testing before they open up their stadiums. And then PGA announces a bunch of events. And then they also have Major League Baseball's proposal to go into Arizona and play the games there. You hear other people talk about this. Chris Sale came out and talked about it, how he doesn't want to be away from his family after all this for so many months. Like, yeah. This is a tough thing for a lot of baseball players to endure. It's a tough thing for a lot of the umpires, the people that will be broadcasting the games. This is a logistical nightmare to try to organize. And this is coming from someone who has seen firsthand what it takes just to put on one game.
Yeah.
A Super Bowl, where it takes over a city, for instance. I can't imagine what it would be like to have every team in a town or in a state in however mile radius it would be and say, all right, guys, have at it. We're going to play some baseball now.
Yeah, we've been fortunate enough to be around what it's like what a production it is to put on a game, a single game, and to think like, oh, the teams are coming in some umpires and you'll be okay. No, it's a small army, and that's even, Mark, even without it being on TV, say the games weren't on TV, if they want to just, cut it out completely and say, you know what, we don't need the whole production crew, we don't need all that either because we want to be safer, you still have so many people that have to do things to help get this thing going, and you guys have been around it on the largest of scales on Monday night or Sunday night football. I've been around it in NBA playoffs, All-Star, whatever it is, it's a major, major production to get these things going. And, the outside people that you're going to have to bring in, something can too easily slip through the cracks. And I agree wholeheartedly with what you're saying.
When I heard the people talking about Arizona, and I talked to three other media members, one was local, two were from outside, two guys I graduated Temple with, and I was the only person that was like, wait a minute, we're just going to kind of all move to Arizona for a second, and we're gonna attempt to just start up baseball with no fans, which I'm fine with, teams starting up in their own stadiums with no fans, as long as that, gives us at least something to watch on TV, gives us the games back. But does anyone else see the logistical nightmare that this is?
And not to mention, they said they're going to expand rosters, which I thought would be for maybe more doubleheaders.
Uh-huh.
No, it was just in case somebody gets the Rona, and then you knock them down to the IR or whatever, and there's somebody else there to take their place.
Yeah.
Like, they're viewing it very nonchalantly.
The word cavalier, I've heard a lot over the last couple of weeks, and you could certainly apply it here. But again, I was talking to these guys, and they were looking at it like it was the Bible, like it was the letter of the law, that this is what Major League Baseball was going to do. And I'm like, this is just a proposal. This isn't saving sports. This isn't bringing it back first. They're exhausting every resource to try to make sure they save the season, which is great.
Right.
But I am not hanging my hat on this, as I haven't hung my hat on anything where they've talked about a May 15th return, as the commissioner was saying 2 weeks ago. And I'm not hanging my hat on the NBA saying we're having a 16-team tournament as much as I want them to. Because Adam Silver started it out 2 days ago by saying the NBA doesn't know. We don't know when we're going to be back. We're going to do everything we can to return. And then we also hear Gary Bettman of the NHL, who nobody's really the biggest fan of, but at least he followed suit with Adam Silver, saying that he was going to go out there and just exhaust every resource, but he didn't know when the NHL was going to he even entertained the idea, hey, look, it could be done. We could just call it a season, and that could be it. It would be unfortunate, but yeah, that's very, very possible. So we're going to get into all that stuff again today. And the proposal for Major League Baseball. We also have a little bit of Brian Dawkins news, thanks to our friend Seamus Clancy. We wanted to get into this yesterday. We ended up going down a rabbit hole of meatballs and Cam Newton backing up Carson Wentz. So that's fun.
Still a hard
great
idea.
Oh,
great idea.
No, okay, no, not in the meatball in the metaphorical sense. We got another spicy meatball today. And it involves Nick Foles, so that'll be fun. We got that to get into. Oh, Jamie, it's just fun.
How's everyone doing?
Great. We're doing great there, Nick Foles. So we got that to get into. We also have the NFL All-Decade Team. We talked about it yesterday. Jamie, you had an interesting snub, because we had talked about Jason Kelce as a snub at the center position. Did Andy Reid get snubbed?
I mean,
did Andy get snubbed?
You can certainly make the case. I mean, the guy doesn't really have losing seasons outside of, what, was that 2011, 2012?
Yeah. No, he just reels off 10, 11, 12 wins every year.
Like, it's almost just like, oh, yeah, that's Big Red getting his 11 wins.
But did he win the big one this decade?
Well, it was the 2019 season, right?
2019 season.
Yeah. So he did.
Is it too late? Did they already make up their minds? Like,
is this etched in stone?
I don't know. Like, according to, like, hey, if I look at the voting, I really think they stopped voting in 2017 after Jason, before Jason Kelce won the Super Bowl. So I guess the votes were already in. But I would assume that a guy that's had as many 10 win seasons, a guy that turned around a franchise in the decade, as opposed to a guy like Pete Carroll who had just been there through a decade, you could definitely look at Andy Reid, and I'm assuming they would count it as the 2019 season. I think you can make the argument the man got snubbed. That's a fine observation there, Jamie. So we'll get into that as the show goes on today. And then the guy that's not an Eagle, at least not yet, but probably the Eagle that has made the most headlines this offseason in Eagle territory, is Yannick Ngakoue of the Jacksonville Jaguars. He spoke to ESPN yesterday about where he wants to go. I got the quote. We'll read it to you later. Some people are saying that they think it sounds like Philadelphia. I don't know. We'll examine as the show goes on today, but we'll give you that quote. Also, we'll get to our quarantine question a little bit later. And I got to call complete BS on something we even did on social media yesterday. Choose your quarantine house.
Really? Yeah, I like this.
Really?
Why, you don't like who you got paired with?
No.
My I don't think they're bit. Real happy about being with you either, Farzana.
Oh, I would doubt that.
My table's awesome.
Yeah, you got it. Jamie, I think the battle's between me and Jamie. Not me and Jamie, but Jamie's house and my house,
right? They did you wrong, Bob.
Why'd they do me wrong?
Where's TK?
I know. I should have got him, but I think he probably requested that I not be in, that he not be in my...
His restraining order said you can't be in my quarantine house.
I got his coach, though, so that's all right.
We're also going to pay tribute to an all-time Eagle great. Like I said, there's some Carson Wentz stuff to get into, also involving Nick Foles. And the NFL rules, this is a crazy one. The NFL rules, they're talking about the skybox official, which I am heavily in favor of, and then also pass interference calls in the NFL. We'll get into all that and more on today's program. When we come back, we'll let you hear the quote from Yannick Ngakoue about where he wants to go next, as he told SportsCenter yesterday. Once again, 8 o'clock today, we will speak with Adam Schefter, 8:30, Brandon Graham from your Philadelphia Eagles, 9 o'clock, Zach Berman. All that and more here on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Fanatic Sports Update.
Keep on giving. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatics Sports Update is brought to you by LIHEAP from PGW. There's money available to help cover your PGW gas bill, but you have to apply to get it. Text the word WARM to 75308. PGW Energy for us all. Carson Wentz's Audience of One Foundation has started a new initiative called Love from the Crumbs. The Eagles QB will use $100,000 to hand out groceries, provide meals, and distribute supplies during the coronavirus pandemic. Carson spoke on the new initiative, saying they want to be a part of the pandemic for a long haul and that they plan to invest in people for a long time. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey has pledged one of the biggest amounts to coronavirus relief thus far. The tech executive will donate $1 billion, according to Adam Schefter. Speaking of Adam Schefter, the NFL insider will join the show today at 8 a.m. Following at 8:30 will be Eagles defensive end Brandon Graham. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. The NFL draft starts Thursday, April 23rd. Keep it locked on 97.5 The Fanatic for all draft updates, news, and rumors. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Would you like a greener, weed-free lawn that is also safer for your family and pets? Well, choose My Guys, their Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. Natural Lawn uses safer, organic-based products that reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. This creates a safer lawn for me, my family, and pets to enjoy. For more than 30 years, Natural Lawn has been growing greener grass and fewer weeds using their exclusive organic-based lawn care programs. Trust me, I've been using them for years. This is not a cookie-cutter lawn care service. Natural Lawn certified technicians customize their treatments to your lawn-specific need. Now, whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's programs will deliver you a lush green lawn. And right now, they have a special deal for our listeners. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and receive free seeding every year. Again, that's free seeding every year. Call Natural Lawn today. Tell them Mike Miss sent you. Here's the number. 1-800-FREE-SEED. 1-800-FREE-SEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
At Tasty Cake, we're all about making happy happen, even at the DMV.
Can I help you?
Yes, we're here to make someone happy.
You sure you got the right place?
May I offer you one of Tasty Cake's iconic butterscotch crimpets?
I suppose. Not bad. Pretty good, actually.
Ma'am, did I just see you smile?
Don't push your luck.
And there you have it. Another very happy customer.
Next.
Proving all it takes is a Tasty Cake to make happy happen.
Allstate has new lower auto rates. Nope. Allstate has new lower auto rates. 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 There we go. For new lower auto rates, visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
There will be parties again soon and family gatherings. There'll be parades and sporting events and concerts. To help our communities when they come back together, respond to the 2020 census now. Spend a few minutes online today to impact the next 10 years of healthcare, infrastructure, and education. Respond online today to make America's tomorrow brighter. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
The Home Depot is here to help. And we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
In business today, being ready is more challenging than ever. As you work to keep your doors open and employees and customers protected, Cintas is here to help. Our trucks can deliver essential supplies like soap, microfiber towels, disposable gloves, paper towels, toilet tissue, and safety glasses. We can even sanitize your restrooms. We'll serve you with the speed and dedication you need. Learn how Cintas can help your business stay ready at Cintas.com.
This is the Frost family. They live on a piece of land they call greener pasture, and they work on it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. With its durable construction and features that hook up to dozens of attachments with ease, no job is too tough. The Frost family runs with us because this is more than just land. It's home. Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
At AutoZone, we've always been there to help get you what you need when you need it. And that hasn't changed. That's why we want to let you know AutoZone stores are still open. Whether it's a quality part or a free battery test to help you stay on the road, we've got what you need. And if you do happen to need anything fast, we've got free store pickup inside the store or curbside. Your choice. As well as next day delivery. Our stores are open and we're ready to help make the job easier. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Hey, it's Mike Missanelli here reminding you, please do not ignore potential electrical and fire hazards in your home. Social distancing in the light of the current public health crisis is crucial. However, if you have an urgent electrical issue in your home that needs attention, Fire and Electric is available to help, and they'll take every health precaution while doing so. If you're experiencing urgent electrical issues in your home, trust my electrician. Visit FarrenElectric.com. That's FarrenElectric.com.
Sports talk for King of Prussia and all of Montgomery County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
6 o'clock hour is brought to you by United Rentals Power and HVAC. For all your power generation HVAC rentals in the tri-state area, visit UnitedRentals.com. We have been talking about this for a good while now. And one of the things I have been saying about it is that it's rare that the sexy position, the running backs of the world, the quarterbacks of the world, the wide receivers of the world, like, it's rare that those sexy positions are the number one need of a football team. Now, once you get a quarterback, you're pretty set for a while,
right?
Obviously, which is why it's good the Eagles have a quarterback. But when it's a wide receiver, when it's a running back,
how cool is that?
Yeah, people might look at it and go, oh, come on, they don't need that. They need an offensive lineman. Don't you know football? But I want to just kind of, I want to understand from the people if they're aligned with what I believe to be conventional wisdom. They need a wide receiver. They need to have a number one target, someone to help out Carson Wentz, somebody feels confident in, someone that, yes, and I don't say this to use the negative tone that it's been used in before, somebody that meshes well, somebody that starts out only knowing Carson Wentz as their quarterback, somebody that's free of any of that bias or the politics of the locker room, a rookie, in essence. So Sam Wilson, I want to make this the question of the day here. Our Twitter poll for today is, what is the Eagles' number one need in the draft? Is it a wide receiver or other? That's right. Versus the field. Is there any other position you could look at on this Eagles team that comes close to rivaling the need they have at wide receiver?
You're going for that first 100% answer, aren't you?
I am asking an honest question here, Bob.
I hear you.
Is there any other need on this Eagles team other than wide receiver? Does any of them outweigh the number? Do you need another left guard? Do you need another offensive lineman? No, you have your starting offensive line. You're going to be drafting for depth at this point.
Right.
Like, what are you going to be? What is the greater need, if anything even rivals the wide receiver need of the Eagles?
You're using singular for receiver, too. I would say, what's the bigger need? Wide receivers or something else?
Because a number one and a number three.
Look, you may have nothing going into this season. Alshon Jeffrey isn't ready to go. DeSean Jackson, okay, he's coming back, and hopefully, and, you know, we've talked about that, how you can't really expect anything from him. And then Greg Ward. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside?
There you go.
Like, you need receivers. Not just one. You need a plethora of them. They don't have any competition even going into camp. You're just basically saying, whoever's here plays. There's no competition because they don't have anybody.
Yeah, where's Tom McGinnis when you need him? Get excited! There's
hey, LeVert with the ball. This guy has got a boner, Caris LeVert.
Oh, I missed that.
All right, hold on. On days where we don't have time to play Harry at the end of the show because we go too long, just play that little soundbite to get people a smile for the day. We need it.
LeVert with the ball. This guy has got a boner, Caris LeVert.
Did I tell you my mom called me one day and was like, what's he saying? And I was like, well, he's saying motor, but it comes off totally different.
Did you say the word to your mom?
I think so.
Oh, okay. That's a good relationship. I don't think I ever could have said that word in front of my mom.
Eileen? She probably said the word to Jamie. Is that guy? But
Jamie woke up one morning. Mom, what's this?
What the? By the way, Bob, this just proves that we can't have nice things. As of right now, like the earliest of the returns here. Okay, it has gone down. It was 50-50 for a second.
1-1.
83% are saying wide receiver, and 16% feel like they're smarter than everybody else and they don't need a wide receiver when it's obvious they need a wide receiver. What the hell, man? But anyway, I want to explore that question, but I've been saying this for weeks. It's rare that the sexy position is also the position of need. And that kind of is what matches up. Not kind of. That is what is matching up this year for the Eagles. So much so that I want the Eagles to be able to trade up and make sure they get one of the big three in this draft. So I promised before the break that I'd get to this quote. And I'm going to get to it right now. Yannick Ngakoue goes on ESPN yesterday. And I was in the middle of a conference call with NBC. And I see, right before I go on that call, Adam Schefter tweet out, who's going to join us at 8 o'clock today. Adam Schefter tweets out that Yannick Ngakoue is coming on ESPN. And Adam was kind of funny about it. He goes, yeah, let me know if he says anything. Well, he said some stuff. And I know this got highlighted in a way that people are going to, whatever team would want or whatever fan base wants Yannick Ngakoue, which I assume is every fan base, they're going to skew this to the idea that he's coming to Philadelphia or he's coming to their fan base. Here is what Yannick Ngakoue said yesterday on ESPN when he was asked where he sees himself landing. He says, I'm not really sure what team I'll be landing at, but the type of team I'd love to join is a team that has great culture. I really want to be part of a team that has a great culture and winning is a habit. I don't want to be a part of a team where losing is a norm or anything of that nature. I want to be a part of something special. I also want to go to a place where the community and I can make a great impact in the community. Reach out to younger people and look up and other people can look up to me as well. Does that sound like Philadelphia? Because as much as I want to say great culture, I think Doug Peterson has a great culture as a head coach. I think that he is a player's coach, as we've said many times before. But as of right now, can you look at the Eagles with the dissension in the locker room and go, great culture? As much as I want to, if I'm being honest with myself, we're talking about moving on from one of your best wide receivers right now because of his impact on culture. We're talking about fitting guys around a quarterback, about veterans trying to fit around a quarterback that you're not going to get because they won't mesh with that quarterback. You're talking about moving on from Malcolm Jenkins and transitioning the leadership in your secondary. Can you really look at the Eagles and look at culture right now as a bragging point? Because as much as I want to, and as much as I want to say, all we got, all we need, well, that was Malcolm. As much as I want to say, oh, this is a team of underdogs, can you really sell another player on culture right now? I don't think you can.
I think overall you can, as a sustained thing for now going on 20 years. I think you can. Temporarily, I think they've had some hiccups. But I think that's more isolated to one or two people
right.
that are possibly no longer here or soon to be not here. So, yeah, I think you can because I think you have the foundation of a great culture with just, you know, you got a termite-infested stud behind one of the walls that you're removing. Construction's uh-huh. going on, you're removing it, but the foundation's there.
I think Doug Peterson has done a great job in being able to, call out his team when he needs to do that, listen to his leadership committee. I think he's done a great job of either criticizing his team and then being able to talk to those guys, not off the ledge by any means, but be able to kind of make sure everybody is galvanized, look to his leaders for that. But his leadership is going through a great transition right now. One of the guys that was probably respected the most in that locker room, Malcolm Jenkins, is no longer here.
Yeah.
So can you look to the culture as a big selling point? If one guy's telling you what I'm looking for is winning and a great culture, okay, Eagles have made the playoffs 3 years in a row. They won a Super Bowl 2 years ago. They obviously have a quarterback. Their defense against the run has been incredible. Their defensive line is going to be incredible this year. Add Yannick Ngakoue, and you're talking about a defense that could maybe rival your gangrene defenses of the late 80s and early 90s. Yeah, I would like to see that. But the culture word, I know, is a buzzword for a lot of people. It's the first one Yannick Ngakoue really gets into.
Well, I guess the question is more, how are the Eagles viewed around the league by other players? Like, does a Yannick Ngakoue, who's coming from a cesspool of a franchise, view the Eagles as the other side of the hill?
I think he
probably does. Right?
I mean, I would.
Yeah. Like, what we think, we're very in it. We're in it to a degree of probably insanity. But if you're in the league around the NFL, you're looking at the Eagles and you're going, yeah, damn, they are one of the more successful teams in the NFC. They've been to what? How many championship games over the last 25 years? Six? Like
the Eagles, yes.
Yeah, like they are, by definition, a gold standard around the NFL.
Okay.
So, I think they do fit that.
But I can't include, like, for instance, they've been in the playoffs the last 2 years at 9-7.
Yeah.
Right? They won a Super Bowl before that. All right. But you mean to tell me that obviously the Patriots wouldn't be a winning culture with Bill Belichick?
Oh, well, they're the top of the...
The Chiefs, obviously, would be another one.
Yep.
I mean...
Seattle, definitely.
Seattle is another one. There's other teams out there, and he goes... What really jumps out to me here and why I make such a big deal of the word culture, it's because he says culture before he says winning. He actually says culture twice before he says winning. So think about that. That's what's most important to him right now, to go into an organization, to go into a franchise where, yeah, of course he can win, but also he's going to leave the dumpster fire that is the Jacksonville Jaguars. Because that's the other thing you have to keep in mind of what he's comparing it to, as you were also saying, Jamie. You can't look back and go, oh, well, you just got to be better than the Jaguars. No, you got to be better than that, because if he does get his way and get traded, there's a lot of people that are going to be out there looking to be suitors. And there's a good amount of NFL teams like the Seahawks, like the Patriots. Yeah, the Eagles have had their success, obviously. And like the Chiefs. There are other teams that might be after him, that will be after him as well once he becomes available. Look forward to talking to Adam Schefter about that at 8 o'clock today. And also, what the Eagles have already done on their defensive line with Javon Hargrave, with Brandon Graham, who's going to join us at 8:30 today. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. When we come back, we got to get into this thing, because a lot of different things have popped up over social media over the last couple of weeks, especially, that have helped give people an outlet, whether it's choose your favorite stadium foods, whether it's choose your favorite table to sit at,
right,
or choose your quarantine housemates. And I don't know who did this at 97.5, but good on them, because...
Who did do it? Yeah, who did? We don't know who did it, huh?
I don't know, but they did a great job.
It was our digital team.
Okay, good hustle.
Nobody affiliated with On Air at the station was a part of it. So I didn't cook my table to be awesome, because it is awesome.
Yeah, you have a pretty good one.
Yeah, I do.
Like, I like...
Sorry for cussing.
I mean, as soon as I saw him, I was like, yeah, I got a chance.
Yeah, but your table's stacked.
It is.
There's no other table to sit at. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I think it's run away. Like, I actually told my housemates, that include Doug Peterson, I was like, guys, I'm out. I'm going to... What table are you, Jamie?
We're house four.
The party house.
I have a feeling that whoever put this together didn't look favorably upon Jamie, so decided to load him up in other ways.
I think you're exactly right, Bob. I think you have a good read on that.
Yeah, this is horse poo, is what I'll say. 610-632-0975. Oh, also, we get to rip the Cowboys today, ladies and gentlemen, so that's fun. Time in the Fanatic, 642.
Update. Security worries. I'm Sam Wilson, and this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass for your weeds guaranteed. Take advantage of their limited time offer, free seeding every year. Call 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREESEED. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh spoke out recently, stating his concerns about the virtual NFL draft not being as secure as it should be. Harbaugh stated that he really doesn't want opposing coaches able to get access to their playbook or draft meetings, and that he sends every article about Zoom and other virtual meeting site hacks to the Ravens IT team. Former Eagle and NFL champion Timmy Brown has died at the age of 82, the team announced yesterday. Brown was a three-time Pro Bowl running back in the 60s. The pro athlete turned actor was inducted into the Eagles Hall of Fame in 1990 and has been a Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist six times. Today on the show, Adam Schefter will join at 8 a.m. and Eagles defensive end Brandon Graham will join at 8:30. For more news on the current sports shutdown, keep it locked in right here to 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Sam Wilson on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Right now, staying connected is more important than ever. And fast, reliable internet from Xfinity can help. We have plans to fit every budget, with speeds up to a gig. You can find the one that's right for you at Xfinity.com. And because your safety is our top priority, we'll ship you a self-install kit on us to make setting up your internet quick, safe, and easy. No tech visit required. And our simple digital tools will help you manage your account online or with the Xfinity My Account app. We're doing everything we can to help you stay close to the things that matter to you. So whether you need to check in on family, video chat with coworkers, or just take a minute to relax with your favorite shows and movies, know that we're maintaining a safe and reliable network 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At Xfinity, we're committed to keeping you connected. Find great offers and value today at Xfinity.com. Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
At Tasty Cake, it's all about making happy happen, no matter what the situation. Hey, helping your friend move, huh?
Yeah, third time this year.
What do you say we put a smile on that face with a Tasty Cake peanut butter candy cake?
Eh, sure, why not?
So, what do you think?
I gotta say, that's a delicious cake.
Great, so you're happy now?
Eh, happy-ish.
That's good enough for me. Another
happy-ish
customer. Tasty Cake. We make happy happen.
At AutoZone, we've always been there to help get you what you need when you need it. And that hasn't changed. That's why we want to let you know AutoZone stores are still open. Whether it's a quality part or a free battery test to help you stay on the road, we've got what you need. And if you do happen to need anything fast, we've got free store pickup inside the store or curbside, your choice, as well as next day delivery. Our stores are open and we're ready to help make the job easier. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over a million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
Do not hire Franklin & Sons Electrical. The guy told me he'd shrink my monthly bill, and I'm like, dude, it's too small to read as it is.
No matter how hard you work for your small business, online reviewers will find something to complain about.
Then he's like, where's the circuit breaker? I'm like, bro, I didn't break anything.
And while Progressive can't save you from these trolls, we can help you save money on commercial, auto, and business insurance.
He told me I had a blown fuse. It's called a short fuse, and yes, I do have one, so watch yourself.
Get a quote online today at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliated and third-party insurers.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on homeowners insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you build a giant pillow fort in your living room. And when people ask why you have a pillow fort in your living room, you say it's for your dog. And when they ask, well, what kind? You say, chocolate lab. And weave a web of lies that's almost as intricate as the crown molding in Fort Pillow. The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the pillow soft fortress you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
97.5 The Fanatic FM Radio.
975thefanatic.com. The free Fanatic app. Plus Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. This is 975 The Fanatic.
The Twitter poll's going very well right now, up to 90% saying wide receiver. We have one person in our comments saying secondary help is what the Eagles need right now. All the DBs, really, after Darius Slay, they're going to need some help on. It still doesn't like, I guess, Rodney McLeod. I know why there would be question marks there in terms of he's not going to get any better as he gets older. And then also Jalen Mills, most notably, moving from corner to safety. There's a lot of concern there. And then I guess not a lot of confidence in Avante Maddox. Not a lot of confidence in Sidney Jones. Not a lot of confidence in Craven LeBlanc. Yes, all of them unproven, consistent talent from all of them. Sidney Jones had won three games for you last year?
As a closer?
You know, there you go. Good old Sidney Jones, man, getting it done. For those that didn't get a chance to gaze upon this for a second, on social media, 97.5 The Fanatic put out the Choose Your Quarantine House. House number one, me, Doug Peterson, Zach Ertz, Carter Hart, Joe Torty.
In the words of Jamie.
I was going to ask who said that for a second, or who made the sound. Yeah, I'm not impressed with that house. Like, Doug's cool, but no, that's not fun. Zach is one of my favorite athletes in the city.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's really in the party house kind of category. Carter Hart, come on, a hockey player? If you're not Travis Konecny, no one wants to hang out with you. Joe Torty is a great guy. I mean, look, I'm just calling it what it is.
Okay.
I even talked to the players' wives and girlfriends about this a year ago. It's like hockey players, when you talk to them, it's like, hey, how do you feel about the game? Well, you know, work hard. You know, that's kind of what they give you. And women were somehow charmed by that, all right? That's not exactly the party house is all I'm saying. Joe Torty's a good dude. Yeah. And Joe Torty's a great dude, but I don't think anyone wants to party with all those people in that one house. And then, like, Bob, your house, all right?
Uh-huh.
Bryce Harper, cool. Elaine Vigneault. All right, so I think we know who's in charge. DeSean Jackson, that's what I want to see. Those two together. And Sam Wilson.
There you go. There's a house for you.
I think the most votes I saw, second place went to the Cooney household in house three. But by far, the most votes, I believe, that I saw went to house number four that features Jamie Lynch, Joel Embiid. Hi, Jamie, you're my new roommate.
I'm an idiot.
Fletcher Cox, Jason Kelce,
Fletcher Cox.
And Natalie Agonoff.
Yeah, we're a good time.
Yeah, so you kind of cover all the bases.
Yeah, I mean, like, here's the thing. The Cooney household has Sam Wilson, you know, the lovely Sam Wilson, the wonderful
thank
Sam
you,
Wilson.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The house number four has the lovely Natalie Agonoff. And, you know, so right there you get the majority of the male vote from those two characters. And then Joel Embiid and Jason Kelce in the same flippin' house in house number four. Which, this is BS. Whoever made this, Jamie, I'm convinced hates.
Wait a second, it just came to me. Jamie made this.
No, I didn't. It does appear that way, but no, I did not.
Yeah. I saw Natalie post it, as we all did, and everybody was trying to blame her and be like, Nat, you made this, blah, 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 you stacked your house.
It is a stacked house.
It is.
Tyrone got paired with Carson Wentz, Rhys Hoskins, Salchunas, and Real Muto.
Carson would be good because if he ran out of, like, meat, he could go out back and kill you a deer, and he'd have venison steaks fresh that night.
That's true, if it did become an apocalypse.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that. But
yeah, Carson's I think his personality is bland, but that's a nice skill to bring to a house.
What if you get Carson in a house and he's like the biggest party animal freak?
He's just like playing Edward Forty Hands all the time.
Yeah, totally. He's like, I got the duct tape and the Hurricanes. Who wants to play? Mike Miscelli has Joe Girardi, Ben Simmons, Claude Giroux, and Joe Stazak.
You know Girardi and Mike are throwing down at some point. because Mike's going to question something Joe Girardi did, and Girardi's going to go, bro, I was in majors for 40 years. And then Mike's going to do, I played Penn State baseball. I see it this way. And then they'd fight.
I thought you were going to say they'd like throw it down in the kitchen. I thought they were going to have a fight with that. Next thing you know, they're throwing down the set.
All right. Maybe they'll fight over meatballs, too. Who knows?
No rabbit hole. Don't you dare. Don't you try. Don't you try. Then Anthony... Yeah, go ahead.
Real quick, a lot of people were voting Mike's house just because they wanted to see him talk to Ben Simmons about his shot. I saw that comment.
Yeah, that would go well. Ben would want to kill Mike by the 23rd hour.
So that's Girardi and Simmons.
Yeah.
And then Giroux's in the house just like, what are you guys talking
he's
about?
He's anyway. Giggling like a silly Canadian in the corner. Like, these boys.
He's FaceTiming his son. And he's just like, oh, isn't he cute? Anthony got paired with Brett Brown, Aaron Nola, Tobias Harris, and Devon.
That's a strong house.
That's a strong house right there. But no, I totally got the shaft.
You play some great pickup games there with Brett and Tobias and Devon. That'd be a good time.
Yeah, so I saved that one for last, the Brett Brown house with Anthony and everybody, because it's very rare that you see back pages of the Daily News like this. And I'll be honest, Bob, I don't really get the Daily News anymore, and I read it online. I subscribe to Inquirer.com. The back page of the Daily News has an article from Marcus Hayes, why the Sixers should fire Brett Brown. And then the other article is by Bob Ford, why the Sixers should not fire Brett Brown. They're competing headlines on one back page of the Daily News. Don't really see that too often. I can't remember a time I've ever seen that. Bob, in your time writing for the Daily News, has there ever been a multiple headline back page? We're having a little technical problem. We're having some technical difficulties. See, I'll tell you that. That's why people, Sam, don't want to go to your house number three. There'll probably be a lot of technical
difficulties. This is when we need the itchy and scratchy technical difficulty thing to just pop over the screen.
Yeah, probably. Probably. But, I have never seen that. Jim, have you ever seen that on the back page of the Daily News?
If I have, maybe, once before. It's an interesting... It is interesting because that is going to be one of the new... storylines of this quarantine, because let's face it, the NBA chances of it returning are probably getting pretty slim, I would say. So that Brett Brown topic is going to be a big one, and to have two different viewpoints on it, it's an interesting paper today.
I've never seen that before, and you say new, but I remember right after the NBA shut down, March 11th, I remember the next day, we got a couple of calls, and then the next day we got a couple more calls, and the next day we got a couple more on it of people talking about how this would impact the Sixers' decision as to whether or not they'll move on from Brett Brown. And look, I know it might sound weird to people, but I'll go ahead and quote Mark Jackson. Mark Jackson was talking about this with us weeks ago. You have seen enough. You have seen enough of... you've seen enough of Brett Brown over the last 7 years, whether or not you're counting the process years or not, you've seen enough to know what he can do. And it might be an unfortunate ending, but if the NBA season is called, I still don't see the NBA or the 76ers saying, oh yeah, Brett's back, no question. That's even with a 16-team tournament, or that's with the Sixers actually never playing again this year, calling it a season, and then not returning again until, October of next year. So I think it's over for Brett. Barring that 16-team tournament and them actually, winning the tournament of the NBA, whatever they would call it for the NBA champion, I just see it as being over. I see them getting a fresh start when they come back. But, Bob, I'll ask you again. When you look at the back page of the Daily News, have you ever seen a multi-headline back page?
I think I have through my years. I think I have where columnists go one way, they go different ways and you pit them against each other. I probably have seen it through my years. Bob Ford promoted it last night, and it was a really good, if people out there haven't read it yet, it's a really good read, both of those guys. I don't know what they're going to do, Mark, and it's funny. He's won 62% of his games over the last 3 years.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you brought in a coach and you had this team assembled, and they went to the second round of the playoffs his first 2 years, and then this season gets chopped off, are we having this discussion? And I'm not being an advocate. I'm putting it out there as much as anything. I'm not going to take one side or the other right yet. But I don't know. If Brett Brown gets you through the process, and then you brought another coach in, okay, and he won 52 games, got you to the second round, in the first year that Embiid and Simmons play together, and then the next year he gets you to the second round, and you lose on a quadruple doink by the eventual champions, and then your third season, when you're on pace again to win 50 games, gets knocked off, would there even be a question if you're knocking a guy out?